Charlie took a fortifying breath and stared at the ceiling. She knew it would be finished soon, but it was never soon enough. She didn't understand why he hated it so much. A lot of people didn't seem to mind at all. Many even claimed to enjoy it. She heard a couple of grunts and a snort and knew it was almost time. He was so predictable, like clockwork. They had been together for almost 6 years, and he wasn't very complicated. It was no surprise she found it so easy to interpret the signs. The room was cramped and stuffy. A sliver of sunlight crept in through the window, fighting its way through the dust and past a high stack of storage boxes. It wasn't a great space, but it was all she had. When he whimpered and licked her foot, she knew he was ready. "It's okay, Harley. I'm almost done," she said, and a pair of brown eyes focused on her hopefully. She would open one more envelope, enter the bill into her computer, and put everything away for the day. Unfortunately, running a business called for days when she did her bookkeeping and paid bills, but she hated it all the same. She would rather be doing physical chores. Under the beat-up desk, a slightly overweight pug turned in circles a couple of times and plopped back onto Charlie's feet. She knew he would be patient for only a few more minutes until he would again hint it was time for their walk. She picked up the next envelope, but before ripping it open, she gave it a second glance. It didn't look like her usual business mail, the paper being an expensive vellum. The name Charlene Butler and her address were scrawled almost illegibly across the front. Intrigued, she slid a handwritten, one-page sheet out of the envelope. Unable to help herself, she glanced to the bottom of the page, but there was no sign-off. Shrugging, she read the short note. "Dear Charlene, my name is Vincent. That name most likely means nothing to you. I wouldn't expect it to. You're a very busy woman and meet a lot of people in the course of a day. One more person wouldn't be noticed. I've been watching you, and I'm very impressed. You seem to be able to do many things at the same time. You must have had an interesting childhood. Did your parents raise you to be so independent and capable? Have you ever considered the concept of nature versus nurture? I would love to get together with you so we could discuss it, among other things. You probably wouldn't be interested in spending time with a guy like me. You probably think you're above that. Let's wait and see." Charlie shivered, despite the warmth of the office, glancing around the room as if expecting to see someone peeking from behind a box. This was beyond weird.